You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Can I just say that song, I couldn't stop swaying, and I've only just stopped swaying from side to side. Now, I was doing it without even realising.
That wasn't the wobbly stool, was it, helping you out there?
No. Right, I'm going to be talking about bees and their wiggle-waggle dance, which I'll talk about in
a
minute.
Get out of here.
But first off, I've got to mention Dr. Susie Wiles.
Shout out.
When I was doing all this, I'd done it all, but I carried on reading about bees because I've got nothing else to do. And then I read this amazing article that she's done about bees that can sort out puzzles, not Sudoku or anything like that, but they've learned how to open things and all that sort of stuff. Absolutely. If you got a chance, read it. Plus, we actually talked about it, some time ago. She wrote a study about that showed bumblebees like to play with wooden balls.
Oh, that's your favourite bee fact.
It was just amazing. I didn't actually realise she'd done it, because if she did, I would have said... I read her article.
Oh, absolutely.
I love her work. She's a legend.
She is a legend. Doing all the mahi for like public safety and also public joy, letting us know that the bees are smart and cute.
Yeah. So I need to have a sit down with her. I know she doesn't do much. So, no, she does. She's really busy. Right. Now.
I'm sure she can fit you in.
Yeah. Now, this is the waggle wiggle dance. What is it? Wiggle or waggle?
I think is it wiggle-waggle? We had this discussion once on a word salad where there's something about the way in languages we like to say vowels.
Because you can wiggle and waggle your finger, but I'm going to...
Waggle-wiggle sounds a bit wrong, but wiggle-waggle sounds right, hey?
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean?
It's like knife and fork. That's not the same
if you say
as
fork and knife.
Knife,
it's... Yeah.
If you say that, it sounds like you're swearing.
It does.
Right. Now, social learning and knowledge sharing from generation to generation is a hallmark of a culture among living things. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Does sound good.
It's well documented that many animals, including humans, use early social learning, but now it's been demonstrated in insects.
Ooh.
And it's the honeybee.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right. Now, a team of researchers took a good look at the bee's waggle dance. As we all know, bees have a highly organised community structure and use the waggle dance to tell hive mates where critical food sources are located.
So, can you give us a demonstration? This is the magic of radio. Oh, yeah, that's a good waggle dance.
Oh, I wish I could audio describe that.
It was like... I hate to use this word because it feels patronising, Rob, but it's a very cute little waggle dance you've got going on there.
Simply adorable.
I've gone red. I'm starting to go really red and I'm sweating. Right. Yeah, they do the dance. They've got a series of movements. They do a circle, like a figure of eight, and have a little wiggle waggle. And now what happens is these precise motions in the dance translate visual information from the environment and around the hive. So what the researchers did, the researchers discovered that this dance is improved by learning and can be culturally transmitted, right?
So, whoa.
So what they done... they created a colony with bees that were all the same age as an experiment to watch how experienced forager bees pass the process down to younger, less experienced bees.
That's so interesting.
Bees typically begin to dance when they reach a certain age, just like everything, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't dance
all
that seven or eight. And always follow the lead of experienced dancers first. But in these experimental colonies, they weren't able to learn the waggle dance from older bees. By comparison, the bees that shadowed the dancers in the control colonies, they had a mix of different ages and that, they learned how to do it.
Oh my God, it's all about intergenerational living. We love to see it. We should be listening to the bees all the time, honestly.
Now, multiple papers and studies are showing that pesticides can harm honeybees' cognition and learning. So well done us again.
No, stop it.
So the more I'm going to have to stop reading about bees because I'm just getting sucked into their world.
You're going to become one of them.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Have you seen Bee Movie?
Yeah. That's what I think it's like.
That is
what
it's like.
But it's not, is it? Do you know what I mean?
That is a movie that the more I think about it, It came out when I was young, and the more I think about it, I'm like, who approved that?
The concept of it all.
Absolutely bonkers, but also very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very stupid.
So there you go,
film.
They just learn from watching.
Well, I would recommend people look up the Waggle Dance at some point today. There's a lot of very good videos on YouTube. I've just been watching one.
Check out Susie Wild stuff on it. I didn't realise that she was into that sort of stuff.
Oh, totally. Have you got a poem for us today,
no,
Rob?
I will do. I'm slowly getting back into it.
You got to wait till the muse really strikes you.
Juices,
you know,
are flowing.
You can't force it.
I know, I've started writing stuff, but it was a bit angry for this time of the morning.
Well, it's all about phases. Okay, no poem today, but you have picked us a bit of David Bowie this morning. One of my favourite Bowie songs, I reckon. What are we listening to?
Is it Pretty Thing or Oh You Pretty Thing?
It's Oh You Pretty Things.
Oh, there you go. Oh You Pretty Things.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed, put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written it all by a puzzle man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. See their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The other's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
Lovely bit of Bowie there. Oh, You Pretty Things. Thank you, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.